Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want us to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
Charles Payne back on the radio with us. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, I don't know how many people lost money because gold plummeted yesterday, but my guess is Nancy Pelosi sold hers on Monday.
Well, the good news is if you only bought it on Monday, you didn't lose much.
Well, that's true.
It's had a historic run. I mean, honestly, I know people who own gold, who believe in gold, who've been buying gold for like years, and we're kind of like, I hope it comes down a little bit, you know?
What prompted that?
I'm not even sure. You know, honestly, I mean, you get anything that goes up that much, that fast, particularly something that doesn't necessarily move as that kind of makes those kind of moves. At some point, you know, you people sitting on the edge, I want to take profits. And there's an old saying on Wall Street that selling begets selling, just like buying begets buying. So
yeah.
I just think, you know, enough people sold that others who were thinking, hey, I want to cash in, and then like a little domino kind of thing. I don't think there's anything structurally changed. You know, the argument or the value proposition for owning it didn't change. So I just think it's one of those things that happens when you make a big 60% move in something, any asset, but certainly gold.
Well, unbelievable. So silver dropped a little bit yesterday, too. Still up there. The stock market went up. None of this was really triggered by the shutdown, right?
Oh, we're up big since the shutdown. By the way, the last shutdown, we were up huge. So the shutdown just hasn't had... You know, there's a couple of things usually with these shutdowns. It was a big deal maybe 10 years ago, and you know, it's they were fanning the flames, and it's catastrophic, and you know, but usually what happens is almost all the workers, 99.9%, get back pay. They go spend the money. It's just typically a slight readjustment in the economy. So far, that's been a real a moot point, honestly.
Wow. Well, so what are you covering today? On the big money show.
I've got a town hall today, a live town hall, and I'm covering the fourth industrial revolution. You know, Mark, I just can't emphasize enough what we're in the midst of right now. This is the life changing moment. It will not come around again. This is a generational moment. This has been my best year for making people money. And
wow.
It's just, and there's so many things. Our lives are changing before our very eyes. And, you know, I'll tell the story of the second industrial revolution, which was actually called the technology revolution. And all of the things that came, you know, how our life expectancy exploded, how consumer discretionary money exploded. And, you know, the irony, of course, is that period gets a bad rap because of the robber barons. But my whole thing is that this is your turn to be the robber baron.
Wow.
Because back then, most people didn't own stocks. Now anyone can own this stuff. So I'm trying to take down the veil. You know, this. I'm so afraid. And I'm like, guys, please stop. Please. This is you're not going to stop this train. There's only one thing you can do. You can get on it and try to change your life and your family's life. So it's going to be interesting. You know, I go all out for these town halls, man. And so I've got, in the beginning, I'm going to explain, even when the word robot came into our lexicon, it's a great story. It's a lot of fun. I've got a robot. I'm going to bring out a robot I'm not sure if they're allowed to do backflips, so we'll have a robot. But more importantly, I've got some really brilliant people, too, talking about where you want to invest to take advantage of this.
Well, it's good. What time is it today, Charles?
2 o'clock. 2 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern. So 1 o'clock Central. People can tune into Fox Business and watch that. And Making Money with Charles Payne, right?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope people do, because you know, I have this conversation with my wife all the time, and she's been taking seminars and watching all this stuff on how AI is transforming people's lives. And seriously, if you don't have somebody that you trust steering you in the right direction of which industries that's going to affect the most and how it's going to affect them, I don't know how you make those decisions about your life moving forward. It's everywhere now.
It's everywhere. Ironically, right now, the most impact it's having is on the best jobs and the worst jobs. It's so crazy. If you see the college unemployment rate for these folks who went to school for the computer science, it's taking all the coding jobs. And so it's taking some high-end jobs that obviously, I think it was Amazon yesterday said that their goal in the next few years is to replace 600,000 workers with these robots. So, you have industrial robots, and China's ahead of us on that because they have the fertility crisis and they don't have enough people to keep their economy going. But then you have the humanoid robots, which is something that, of course, Elon Musk is working on big time.
Right. Yeah. Well, maybe they have a stock picking robot. I mean, where does it end?
You know what? I think that's going to be the hard part for the artificial intelligence and robots. You know why? Because of the illogical part of the markets, the emotional part, I don't think these robots will ever understand. I always said, Mark, one day it's going to be illegal to drive in major cities for humans to drive. Because could you imagine you have all of these computer-driven cars and they're all automated and just there's one person driving along and like, man, did I leave the stove on? And just make a U-turn out of nowhere. Like, what? The whole system just shuts down. Whoa.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was illogical. No one, that wasn't anywhere in the program, you know? So I think they're going to probably eventually tell us, inside these major cities, you can't drive. Too illogical.
Well, we're seeing it. Weren't they? Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I can't remember the name of the cars, but the driverless cars in L.A. were the ones they called to the scene of the riots out there last year and then set them on fire last summer, right?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. But you know what? We can't stop it. It's going to happen. They would have already had them, but there's five steps for these autonomous cars. And the third step has always been they knew it was going to be the hardest, and that's just getting us into these cars. Because eventually we'll get in there. Won't be a steering wheel. Won't be pedals. They'll have bucket seats. We can turn around, play cards, work, talk. By the way, it's going to listen to everything we're saying.
Right? Of course. It already is.
It already is. Yep.
It already is. I'll be getting ads on some sort of AI technology a little later today, I'm sure, just from the conversation.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And so when you talk about this issue today, the rise of the machine, Do you bring up, and I know it's not directly related, but probably people think of it in the technology. Do you bring up crypto? I mean, where are you on that?
Absolutely. Crypto is a part of it. The fintech revolution is part of it. And in fact, if you look this year, I think the stock market is telling us that. If you look at the best performing stocks, like I'm going to just pull up the financials for a moment.
Yeah.
Year to date, best performing financials this year. It's not even close, Mark. I think Robinhood is number one. I think Coin is number two. And so they just pulled it up. So Robinhood is number one. Interactive Brokers, Coinbase, they're just killing it. You know, Robinhood is up 265% this year.
Wow.
And that's just a transitioning from, you know, with crypto and the blockchain. That's going to revolutionize money. Stablecoin is going to revolutionize money. So that's a part of it, too, as well.
Yeah, and if those words are not in your lexicon yet, you better learn them, I'm guessing.
You're going to learn them, yeah. And by the time you learn them, you're like, golly, I wish I had invested in it. Well,
yeah, no kidding.
What? Yeah.
That's why you have to tune in today at 1 o'clock to your special on Fox Business.
Absolutely.
Charles, you're great, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Yep, we'll talk again soon. Charles Payne there, host of Making Money, and, of course, he will be on today at 1 o'clock during his normal Making Money with Charles Payne segment. He's going to be doing the Unbreakable Investor edition of that. So it's a one-hour edition where he's just talking about the unprecedented wave of investment opportunities that are in front of people that they may not be aware of. So certainly worth your money if you're checking out the market. All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.